Mexico's drug war isn't stopping a prison ministry. Extremists in South Asia are putting a halt on church construction, and hygiene training brings hope to Cambodia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Despite the recent capture of a senior crime boss, Juarez, Mexico remains the world's second most dangerous city. Drug wars have pushed homicide rates from 300 to 3,000. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute works with the seminary there.
Everyone in that seminary, students, staff, professors, knows someone who's been directly affected by this very dangerous situation.
In a revolutionary move, CBI is opening a satellite campus in Juarez. Seminary students are taking on the task of ministering to prisoners through Bible lessons. But
along with the lessons, they have to also bring things like food and clothing and blankets and medical help. It's very clearly a word and deed ministry. In fact, it's even dangerous for them.
Violence flows into the prisons, too, but this ministry could be pivotal to the dangerous city's transformation. Pray for Christ to take over Juarez prisons and in turn take hold of the lives of those on the outside. Next, Christians in the United States say religious bigotry is rearing its ugly head. Over the weekend, the NBC network in their broadcast of the U.S. Open Golf Tournament removed the phrase "under God" from a produced patriotic video of the reciting of the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance. Christian Defense Coalition's Patrick Mahoney says,
"We are calling and demanding from the network, why did this happen? Why did they do this? This is especially troubling in light of the fact that we're seeing an erosion of public expressions of faith."
Mahoney says it amounts to religious bigotry. He says this is just another example of anti-Christian bias in the U.S. today.
90% of this hostility toward public expressions of faith are directed toward one faith tradition, and that's the Christian faith tradition. And it's very alarming and it's very troubling.
Pray Christians will take a stand. You're listening to Mission Network News. Church construction in South Asia has been halted by anti-Christian extremists. Gospel for Asia-sponsored missionary Satyangar Gedam and his congregation were charged by the extremists with building a place of worship in an area meant only for housing. Extremists also defaced the front of the church, painting the words, "This is disputed land." Pray for Gedam as he appeals to authorities to drop the legal charges. For the full story, you can check it out at our website. Meanwhile, summer is in full swing in the former Soviet Union. For Russian ministries, that means summer camp has been underway all month. Sergei Rakuba says,
"Fun is important, but it's all done in the way of helping a child to understand a big concept of love of Christ and to learn more about Jesus."
Russian ministry's School Without Walls program trains the next generation leaders who run the camp programs.
They disciple them, they pray with them, they help them to learn more about Jesus. And so many cases, young children receive Christ, and then when they grow, they build their life, you know, on a solid ground of Christian values.
Their teams are likely to reach out to 5,000 children this summer, Rakuba notes.
"We ask for $50 to help us to rent a place, to provide room and board for these children. And the rest is all done by volunteers, this young potential Christian leaders that represent local churches."
Check it out at our website. We've got the links. And World Hope International reports their Adelphi sponsorship program with women in Cambodia is seeing results. For just $32 a month, a Cambodian woman can be educated in good hygiene and vocational training while hearing the gospel. One woman told World Hope Adelphi's training saved her family from preventable disease and encouraged them. You can go to our website to learn more about this unique ministry and how you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God in July. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link where you'll find a ton of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. Things like going on a short-term mission trip or praying for an unreached people group. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.